Okay, so thank you, everybody. Thank you for the presentation. So I'm going to talk first a bit about a LIRE. That means Ada Library Repository. And the talk has three parts. That's why we are three people. I'll first talk a bit about general things about the project, how it started, where it's now, and a bit of the internals. And then comes the fun part, which are two demos, one about how to begin a project with a LIRE, and another one on how to contribute your projects to a LIRE. So let's go. Why, in the first place, this project exists? Well, I think that nowadays, every language, every platform has a way of installing dependencies, installing other projects. And truth is that we have become used to be able to do this. Yes? Sorry. And, well, this is true for young languages, but it's also true for other well-established languages and platforms. So a question that gets asked from time to time is, how do you in Ada find new projects to use, or how to install dependencies? And we have to say there is no way in Ada. You have to fish the projects around and install them manually, and then you can use them. And the truth is that when I started this project, there was, to my knowledge, no related project for Ada, besides the outstanding efforts for Debian, which has very good support for Ada packages. Then there is a project from the BSD guy, Luis Merino, I think it's the name, which is a kind of system package manager, so it's not for Ada, but it has very good support for Ada packages. And then we have now a LIRE, which is really oriented to support the Ada world. So another more for the list. And then besides the expectancy of having this, or the comfort of having this, there are real advantages on using package managers. For starters, it simplifies reusing code if you are aware that other libraries exist and you can install them quickly and easily. And also, if libraries are classified with proper descriptions and tags, you are more likely to find something that you can reuse instead of rolling your own solution. A cross-platform library manager will help you in making your libraries available in a number of platforms, not only on the platform you are working. It can help into providing reproducible builds if you say this project builds with those dependencies. And if you build them, you will get the same binary that I'm providing for download. You can verify that you are using the proper dependencies. And finally, in the fast evolving world of software, it might help on updating your dependencies when new bugs are found, vulnerabilities, and so on. You just do an update, and you get all the new versions of libraries, if they are properly maintained, and you get a fixed executable. Well, that's about the motivation. But now moving in particular to our project. I just checked for preparing this talk. When this all started, and the community has debated from time to time about this, but it was now, it's crazy, but it's now 4 years ago, that I opened the first repository to have discussions about this, and we had some talks also in the news group. Then for 2 years, nothing else happened. And then it's when I sent the first version to Ada Europe, which was rejected properly because it was really rough at that point in time. The same year, in 2018, I did a research visit with AdaCore and for other matters that you saw this morning, if you were here. and that gave us the opportunity to talk about that the ADA community was asking for a project manager. There was none. ADA Core was also interested in having something for this. So from that, we kept in touch. And last year, ADA Core also gave support to the project, which allowed me to work more time on it. And also people from ADA Core is also contributing now. So yeah, it's not a single person effort anymore. And just a couple of months ago, Fabian, I think it was you, that you invited some people to start testing the project to find what's okay and what's missing, and to have new points of view and so on. And he also suggested that today is a good day to, since we are in a developer environment, to announce that we can start the public beta, so all